How are you doing this morning? Have you been applying the things we've been talking about in these last few episodes of The Morning Mindset? I'm Kerry Green. I'm here to encourage you in your faith and to help you get on the path toward being in the world practically everything Jesus Christ has redeemed you to be. You see, the Bible says you are a new creation. So there's an element in which you need to believe that. But there's also an aspect in which you've got to begin behaving as if it's true, because it is true. And what you'll find is as you put your faith to action, you begin putting feet to your faith, as I've heard someone say it before, you will start seeing that new identity that Jesus says that you are come online. You'll see it become reality more practically in the world. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have a charmed life and it's suddenly going to be easy to be that. No, because you've got these old habits, these old patterns of thinking and feeling and behaving that will always be coming against you. But the more you fight them, the stronger you get. The more you discipline yourself to cooperate with the work the Holy Spirit is doing in you, the more you're going to see victory happen. We talked yesterday about the second step in this process of getting rid of the old tricks that you may feel like overcome you. And that comes from the cliche of you can't teach an old dog new tricks, which I believe is absolutely false when it comes to believers in Jesus Christ. Those old habits that plague you and are so hard to overcome can be overcome. The first step is to commit yourself to overcoming them, to say, with God's help, I will overcome this. The second step was to commit yourself to the hard work of obedience it's going to be to overcome those things. Not to give yourself excuses, not to give reasons why you're the way you are and take that for some reason as an inevitable thing that you can't overcome. No, you're to, by faith, say to yourself, based on the truth of Scripture, that Jesus Christ is here to help me overcome this for His glory, to be a better representation of what He's called me to be in the world. And it's going to require my hard work alongside Him, my diligent effort of obedience. That was the second step from yesterday. The third step is to do something that will enable you to put this issue top of mind every day of your life until you see God coming alongside to conquer that thing. Now, I can just give you a couple of examples of things that I do. My wife does sometimes. My wife is one who will put sticky notes different places. She'll put sticky notes on the mirror where she's sure she'll see it every morning. And it may have a little phrase or a word or a Bible verse that reminds her of the situation or circumstance she is trying to overcome in her life. And keep in mind, it's not that she is trying, it's that she's depending on Christ to overcome it. And that sticky note is to remind her to submit herself to the process of what Jesus is doing in her life. It's to remind her every day that this is on my radar. This is something I want to pay attention to, because when Jesus prompts me in a certain direction relating to this thing, I want to be able to be mindful and obey as He does it. For me, I begin writing out a statement about myself that is contrary to the old habits that I've developed in my life. It's a statement based on Scripture of who I am in Christ. And I'll say things like, for example, I'm fighting irritation and impatience and defensiveness. You know, those things are kind of all related. And so I'll write, I am a kind, humble, confident, secure man of God. And I'll write that out in my journal 8 or 10 times every morning. And I'll pray through it as I do, reminding myself, this is who God has made me to be. You see, it's the first step I'm able to take. It's actually the third step in this process I've been outlining, but it's the first practical thing I can do on a daily basis to remind myself of this battle I'm fighting. Let's talk about another step in this process tomorrow on The Morning Mindset.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.